Neely, I couldn't see. I've never been hit that hard, and for 30 seconds or so I couldn't see. Paul, we didn't want to waste a time out, so we yanked him up, got him to his feet, sort of dragged him back to the huddle. Silo, I slapped him too, and that really helped. Neely, I don't remember that. Paul, it was 4th and 1. Neely was in la-la land, so I called the play. What can I say? I'm a genius.
4th and 1. Spartans are slow coming to the line. Crenshaw doesn't feel too well right now. Doesn't look too steady. Huge play. Huge play. This could be the ball game, folks. East Pike has 9 men on the line. Double tight ends. No wideouts. Crenshaw finds the center. Long snap. Quick pitch to Mabry, who stops, jumps, shovels a pass across the middle to Heath Dorchak, who's wide open. To the 30, the 20, hit at the 10, stumbles and falls down to the 3. 1st and goal, Spartans.
Paul, it was the ugliest pass ever thrown in organized football. End over end, a dying duck. Man, was it beautiful. Silo, gorgeous. Dorchak couldn't catch the flu. That's why Neely never threw to him. Nat, I've never seen anyone run so slow, just a big lumbering buffalo. Silo, he could outrun your ass. Neely, the play took forever, and when Heath came back to the huddle, he had tears in his eyes. Paul, I looked at Neely and he said, call a play. I remember looking at the clock, 3:40 to go, and we had to score twice. I said, let's do it now, not on 3rd down. Silo said, run it up my back.
Only 3 yards from the promised land, folks, and here come the Spartans hustling to the line. Quick set, quick snap, Crenshaw on a keeper, and he walks into the end zone. Silo Mooney and Barry Vetrano bulldoze the entire center of the East Pike line. Touchdown, Spartans, they will not be denied. 31-27, unbelievable.
Blanchard, I remember you guys huddled together before you kicked off, the entire team. Almost got to delay a game. There was a long pause. Finally, Silo spoke. We were taking care of business, had some secrets to protect. John Couch, secrets about Rake? Silo, yep. Couch, doesn't he show up about now? Paul, we weren't watching, but at some point after we kicked off, word spread down the sideline that Rake was back. We spotted him at the edge of the end zone, just standing there with the other 4 coaches. Still wearing their green sweatshirts, hands in pockets, watching nonchalantly as if they were the grounds crew or something. We hated the sight of them. Nat, it was us versus them. We didn't care about East Pike. Blanchard, I'll never forget that sight. Rake and his assistants at the edge of the field, looking like a bunch of whores in church. At the same time, we didn't know why they were over there. Still don't, I guess. Paul, they were told to stay away from our sideline. Blanchard, by whom? Paul, the team. Blanchard, but why? Nat reached for the volume. Buck Coffey's voice was beginning to crack as the excitement took its toll. To compensate for the fading strength and clarity, Buck was just getting louder. When East Pike walked to the line on 1st down, Buck was practically yelling into his microphone.
Ball on the 18, clock still at 3:25 to go. East Pike has a grand total of 3 first downs and 61 yards of offense in the second half. Everything they've tried has been stuffed down their throats by an inspired bunch of Spartans. A magnificent turnaround, the gutsiest performance I've seen in 22 years of calling Spartan football.
Silo, go for it, Buck.
Hand off right side for 1, maybe 2 yards. East Pike's not sure what to do right now. They'd love to burn some clock, but they need to get some 1st downs. 3:10, and the clock is running. Messina with all 3 timeouts left, and they're going to need them. East Pike really dragging now. Slow to the huddle, slow with the play from the sidelines. Play clock down to 12. They break huddle, slow to the line. 4, 3, 2, 1, the snap. Pitch right to Barnaby, who scoots around the corner for 5, maybe 6. A big 3rd down now, 3rd and 3 on the 25, with the clock moving.
A car rolled to a stop near the gate. It was white with words painted on the doors. I guess Mal's back, someone said. The sheriff took his time getting out, stretched, surveyed the field and the stands. Then he lit a cigarette, the flicker of the lighter visible 30 rows up on the 40-yard line. Silo. Should have brought more beer.
Spartans dig in. Wideouts right and left. In the shotgun, Waddell takes the snap, fakes right, then throws left. Ball is caught at the 32 on a quick slant by Gaddy, who slammed down to the ground by Hindu Aiken. First down East Pike, and they're moving the chains. 2:40 to go, and the Spartans need somebody on the sideline to start making some decisions. They're playing without coaches down there, folks.
Blanchard, who was making decisions? Paul, after they got the first down, Neely and I decided we'd better burn a timeout. Silo, I took the defense to the sideline and the whole team gathered round. Everyone was screaming. I get goosebumps thinking about it now. Neely, volume, Nat, before Silo starts crying.
First down at the 32. East Pike breaks huddle. In no hurry. Split backfield, wide right. The snap, Waddell back to pass, looking right, and he connects on a down and out at the 38. The receiver did not go out of bounds, and the clock is moving at 2:28, 2:27.
From the gate, Mal Brown smoked a cigarette and studied the crowd of ex-Spartans sprawl loosely together in the center of the bleachers. He could hear the radio, and he recognized Buck Coffey's voice, but he could not tell what game they were listening to. He had a hunch, though. He puffed and looked for rabbits somewhere in the shadows.
East Pike at the line with a second and four. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the game. Quick pitch left to Barnaby, and he cannot go. Hit hard at the line by both Utleys, Ronnie and Donnie, blitzing through every gap, it seems. They hit him first, and the entire team piled on. The Spartans are in a frenzy down there, but they'd better be careful. There was almost a late hit.